morning, good morning, good morning. Northern California.
It is a good morning.
It is a good morning.
It's supposed to be cooler.
Yes, it is.
Anytime it's cooler, that's a good morning.
It's not 109.
Yeah.
Which is good.
So what's going on, North State?
Good morning. This is the California Adventure District radio show.
Yeah.
My name is Nigel, and I have my co-pilot, James Mazzotta, with me again.
Don't trust me with the plane right now.
No, you look a little snoozy, mate.
Right? Yeah, I'm pretty much shattered right now. I have, you know, I'm an older gentleman, and I need my sleep.
And yes, but you are one of those examples here in Northern California that even though you call yourself an older gentleman, you're always doing something.
I know, old, you know. That shouldn't be a dirty word.
It isn't.
That just means that I have more knowledge, more experience, and still have a good work ethic. Right?
So for those who don't know, yeah, so James owns Enjoy Magazine, Enjoy the Store, and yes. I would say James, you're one of those always active entrepreneurs, always going, always thinking, always doing.
that's why we get along swimmingly.
That's right. There's no such word as retirement.
Right. So I just as an excuse, because you need a legitimate one. We do movies in the park, mm-hmm. and we had our first kickoff show of the season last night out on the Civic Center lawn. So for those of you that haven't discovered, we do movies in the park all summer long. We'll be at the Convention Center lawn every Friday through the month of June. So check us out at enjoymoviesinthepark.com. And so, yeah, I was done maybe a little around, almost got home around 2 last night. And the night before, we volunteered ourselves to help, you know, and more than happy to do it. We went to Red Bluff and were there until 3 o'clock plus in the morning at Sober Grad for Red Bluff High School, which mm-hmm. they did an amazing job. They took the fairgrounds and transformed it into just a great outdoor place for the high school kids to come. They had food trucks and, you know, all the food was free. Dutch Brothers was there giving free drinks. They had little kiddie pools everywhere and cornhole and volleyball and those punching games where you punch and it tells you how strong you are and, arm wrestling tables. And I mean, you name it, it was going on. We played music. We played movies. They had the most incredible raffle prizes I've ever seen. I mean, mm-hmm. literally, they had hundreds and hundreds of raffle prizes, kayaks and bikes and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it was amazing. So I think we got home at like 4 o'clock in the morning, and then I had to just stay up. So I'm running on just a few hours, accountable on one hand.
There's a new technology, emerging on how to sleep while walking.
Oh, really? I'm going to have to look into that.
Right. So that's good, but that's the sign. Yeah. What you're talking about is a sign of things.
People are out doing stuff.
Getting back to
outside. And it was so great last night to hear the crowd cheer when I said, you know, welcome back to our 2021 season, which is mm-hmm. I think 15 years we've been doing this now.
Yep.
And I said, you know, how are you doing? How does it feel to be outside on the grass in the open? People were like, this is amazing.
Right.
Yeah, so.
So what's the what's next week's movie?
Next week is The Incredibles.
Okay.
One of my favorite.
Yeah.
Because I actually want to live at The Incredibles house
mm-hmm.
and go to I'm a big huge fan of Edna Mole and yep. all of her cool technology.
My house is almost like The Incredibles house.
Is it?
Yeah. Always something.
Yeah, but there is.
So this morning's show is going to be kind of fun.
Yeah.
We're going to have a couple of calling guests.
Yep.
At 8:30, we have my good friend Ken Hammack. He's a futurist calling from
Define Humboldt. That. You told me that. I know it, but
I'm going to let him define what a futurist is.
All right. Well, that's fair enough.
It sounds very.
If he is one.
Yes. There's actually more to it than what you would think.
Yeah, because I don't know 100%. You know, so I'm willing to learn.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Yep. He's fully plugged into what's going on in Humboldt.
Great,
the president of the Arcata Chamber, and on the board of Humboldt Visitor Center,
mm-hmm.
Visitors Group, I should say. And then at 8:45, hopefully, we have Mr. Darrell Owen calling in from Tennessee.
That's the one that's I'm excited about, that, too.
So he's one of the few people I've met who's actually said he's seen Bigfoot. Mm-hmm. And I believe him. He's one of those guys that has all the casts, all the hand casts and the foot casts. And, he's actually going to be leading our Camping with Bigfoot expedition in September. We have the dates for that.
Yeah, I was going to say, if that's matured a little bit even since last week.
Yes, it has. Really, so we have exciting dates. Mm-hmm. Camping with Bigfoot will be September 24 through the 26th, and we're working on setting up a campsite at the location where the most famous Bigfoot footage in the world has ever been shot, right? Mm-hmm. The Gimlin Patterson.
Is that the one where you see him walking?
It's yep.
The, what kind of like?
It's actually
side.
A her.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that was female.
Yep.
I did not know that.
Yeah, up near Bluff Creek, I believe it is. So, Camping with Bigfoot, getting a lot of inquiries from all over the country.
Yeah, I don't know why whenever I hear just Bigfoot, I only think of a dude.
Yeah. Well, we never think about how they actually, you know.
Yeah, that's
get
true.
Yeah. Right?
Right.
And there's little ones and big ones.
Yep.
But I am actually very excited about Camping with Bigfoot. We actually have people wanted to come and participate from all over the world.
Sure.
this area still being the holy grail of Bigfoot.
Yep.
Which is great. And
I like how when you talk about Bigfoot, realistically, Bigfoot is, like you said, our Loch Ness monster. Right? I mean, it's
absolutely,
it's global, it's iconic. It is one of the few things that literally traverses the world.
That's right.
Right?
So we have a few things like that. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Right, in this area that
we do
that are unique mm-hmm. to our area. Yes, we have amazing trails, we have amazing outdoors.
Yeah.
Which you can do that anywhere, but we do have amazing trails and amazing
yep.
lakes and waters and
yep.
all that stuff. But there's a few little things that are just here, and Bigfoot's one of them. Well, Bigfoot is actually visible all over the country, but Willow Creek, Humboldt mm-hmm. and Humboldt, Del Norte, and Siskiyou are actually kind of considered the Bigfoot, the sure. center of the wheel.
Yeah, right. I mean, and what a better place, really. I mean, if you think about it, if you were Bigfoot, why wouldn't you take up residency in one of the most beautiful and ancient forests right. of the world?
We also have the Bigfoot Cave, mm. by the way, up there.
Didn't know that.
I think it's one of the deepest caves in the United States. That
really?
You can actually go spelunking. Yeah. It's up there in the Marble Mountains.
Wow.
I don't think we'd be able to do a live broadcast from there because it's...
You lose the signal?
Yeah. So anyway, there's lots of Bigfoot stuff going on, awesome. Which is good. let's see. And the other one is, of course, the Lemurians.
Yes.
Even on the website now, still, I get hundreds of visitors every couple of days mm-hmm. looking up Lemurians.
Well, you know, I don't know that you and I have even talked about this, but, from a California Adventure District perspective, right, like people would want to come adventure in California for a million different reasons, and the other one, like, you know, is Mount Shasta, and it's following by it for spirituality and terms like vortexes and Lemurians, and that wouldn't be such a bad gig too in the district, would be, you know.
Well, so there's already
spend a day in a vortex.
Yeah. Spend a day in the vortex.
Yeah.
Hope you come back.
I know, right?
Well, there are. We'll get into that at some point, but there are actually.
That's another show.
Tours up there, and
yeah,
and
I would imagine
it's a whole other.
And the nice thing about it is that Mount Shasta and McLeod are there as for infrastructure, right?
Yeah, it's
beautiful. You don't have to go far, and it's.
And it's actually, even Bigfoot and Lemurians, and we have the UFO thing going on up here too, which is, I think the UFOs are next, right, this month.
Like, is that what it is? Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, something like Bigfoot and Lemurians, I mean, something for the whole family can do. The rest of the family can go camping while you go up and talk to the Lemurians.
Yeah. Hey, hon, let's go to the California Adventure District up in Northern California, and, you can see your friends, the aliens,
that's
the
right.
UFO. I'll go
right.
talk to the Lemurians, and the kids can go hang with Bigfoot.
Yep. So we'll be right back. We have some news about expanding flights inbound, outbound.
Sweet.
And I also want to talk about overlanding. Do you know what overlanding is?
I actually don't.
Yep. Well, you know, when you break down in your car and you actually, you know, sleep in it overnight. Nowadays you can do that on purpose, and it's called overlanding.
Oh. Well, gosh, that makes it sound so much nicer, right?
Thanks, James. You're waking up. So we'll be right back.
Bye.
Have you opened your electric bill yet? Got sticker shock? Get rid of super high electric bills with solar from Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer. With great solar products from SunPower and financing available, you can't go wrong. Plus, there's still a 26% tax credit still available. Learn more when you visit powerhousesolar.com.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to enter our Swipe to Win promotion starting April 1st through June 24th. Weekly drawings on Thursday, 6 to 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries for the $20,000 final drawing on April 29th. Keep playing for a chance to win a patio boat on May 27th. And one of four energy-saving Pedego electric bikes on June 24th. Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. More drawings, more winners, and more fun. WindRiver.com.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least three realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean is a family-owned business. They offer only the highest quality service. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Have you opened your electric bill yet? Got sticker shock? Get rid of super high electric bills with solar from Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer. With great solar products from SunPower and financing available, you can't go wrong. Plus, there's still a 26% tax credit still available. Learn more when you visit powerhousesolar.com.
And we're back.
We are.
Good morning, California Adventure District Radio Show. My name is Nigel. Got my co-pilot James here with me.
Morning, morning.
Today's great. You seem to be waking up.
My coffee. I'm almost at the bottom. So
excellent.
We're getting somewhere.
So for those who don't know, California Adventure District is an identity project, long-term identity project for our top 12 counties in Northern California.
Yeah, and I don't think we can say that enough because it's one of those things that just needs to be constantly brought to everybody's attention. Because there's a lot. It is a lot. This is a big box to unpack.
It's a big box.
That's huge. Not deliverable by Amazon.
There are plenty of places where Amazon doesn't even deliver within the
California.
So off the grid. So between California Adventure District covers from Del Norte, Humboldt, Mendocino, Lake, I'm going to miss some, but Tehama, Shasta, Trinity, Siskiyou, Modoc, Lassen, Plumas.
I was going to say you're doing a great job.
Yeah,
no, I was going to say, just and, from memory.
And Butte. So it's a large area, and we just wanted to help promote it as a world-class adventure district that it is, right? There's so much to do here. And it's very much underdeveloped. Not undeveloped, but underdeveloped.
Yeah.
there's so much to do, and we're actually growing, right? We are growing.
Mm-hmm.
I think for our region, COVID was kind of a, I don't want to say gift, because I know a lot of people got hurt. But for our region, it was actually a good thing, because many people came up here to get outdoors and, quote-unquote, social distance.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out there's a lot of space here where you can just go and be outdoors and have a great time. Right.
Yeah.
So what's good is that we have more flights coming in now.
Yeah, this is a big deal.
This is a big deal.
Yeah, and I don't, you know, I have just recently started learning the complexity of the airport industry.
That's right.
We have a gentleman that's out at the airport, Jim, who is an amazing person.
Yep.
I mean, his worth his weight in gold, but I mean, I've got to sit with him several times now and just discuss the ins and outs of operating an airport, and I was just, my head was blown. I mean, it was more diverse than I could possibly even imagine.
Well, the other day I went out, love Jim, and there was, it was 2 days ago in the afternoon, there was a moment when there were three flights. Three planes on deck at the terminal. We had LAX.
We talked about that when it happens. He's like, it's amazing, but it's so chaos.
Yeah. That's great. But I went out and took some pictures. But it was amazing to see so many people.
Yeah.
And just to see the planes parked at the Reading terminal.
Yeah.
And then, so we now have LAX, Burbank,
San Francisco,
of course. And now coming online, the first inbound flight from Seattle will be the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
The first outbound will be the 18th, and they're going to have a big old celebration on the 18th going out. And I believe they're talking to Denver, so that shouldn't be too far apart.
And that is really – that to me is – I mean, the other ones, I can't stress how great it is, but to actually have one now that actually heads east first.
That's right. And Arcata is growing too. They have all their flights lined up. I believe Denver is back online from Denver to Arcata, and they have LAX and they have Burbank and they have SFO. A few days ago, the first Phoenix flight.
Oh wow!
From Phoenix to Arcata.
Yeah, and so you know we have as a company been talking to Jim about promoting obviously those flights, right? And really, I think the challenge has come, and I know it's the biggest challenge because I'm guilty of it as well. We all just assume to get anywhere now, we always got to jump in the car and at least head to Sacramento at minimum, if not sometimes driving to the Bay Area. And that really doesn't have to happen anymore. You know, once we get that Denver flight, and hopefully we will, realistically, you can go north, south, east, and west out of Reading. And you know, then the next level everybody talks about is cost. Well, you know, when I looked at barring the fact that I think that it's just a steal to fly on the new one that goes to Burbank, I mean, the rates are incredible. But, if you know, time is money, energy, you know, the whole concept of having to get in your car, drive 2 hours plus to Sacramento, park the car, get all your bags out, roll them into the airport, fly wherever you're going, and then return and collect your bags, roll back out to the parking lot, pay for parking fees, and then drive home. Typically, that drive home is a nightmare.
Yep.
You know, I don't know if it's like birthing children and you just forget, but once you're on the road, you're like, oh, I just wish I was home.
Right.
Right? And what is that for you mentally? You know, when you look at the cost of a ticket, and maybe it's, I don't even know for sure, 100%, but maybe it's $100 difference in your flight. When at $4 plus a gallon of gas and parking, and I mean, $100 is nothing.
That's right.
Right? Because my son just went to Hawaii and they drove, got to the airport, and when he was all said and done, he was like, you know, we spent like $150 on gas and we, the parking was outrageous. We were gone for a week, you know, and he went with 7 friends. Mm-hmm. And, so they, you know, they got to split it up, but, you know, he was like, I wish we would have just flown into Burbank and then, or LAX or SFO and then just caught a flight. Cause when they landed, they left at like, I want to say 11 PM Hawaiian time and then arrived in California at like 6 something AM mm-hmm. and then had to drive from the Bay Area. And they were exhausted.
Yep. well, I remember, you know, when I first started coming up to Reading, I used to fly from LAX to Reading all the time. It was mm-hmm. great. And that is the way to do it.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, yeah.
You know. But same thing with Arcata. Arcata is coming back online. But now that we have these flights, we need to...
Book them.
Well, we need to keep them.
Yeah.
Right?
And you do that by booking them.
Right. Well, and
keeping
and
them solvent.
That's right. But also by promoting our area in those originating cities. So one Absolutely. Of the things we want to talk about is having a California Adventure District presence in northern
in the cities.
North Hollywood.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And in LAX.
That the planes are coming from.
Right. Yeah. So that's what we're going to be working on. let's see. One of the things, I don't think we have that much time to talk about, but I'm going to give it a shot, is overlanding. I didn't even know what overlanding was, really. But it's one of the fastest growing outdoor recreation
I've heard of it, but I don't know 100%
right?
what it is.
So it's taking your truck with a tent up on top
uh-huh.
and just going off-road and going where there's no pavement, right, and being able to park and then sleep, right?
Yeah.
So you have those little pop-up tents.
Yeah, those are awesome. And I love all the stuff they're doing technologically with any old car can have a whole, like, house on top.
That's right.
A tent.
Well, so it used to be one of those things where you just get your pickup truck and a tent
uh-huh.
and away you go. But that whole industry has evolved to the point now where you can spend $1 million,
yeah.
right, and get a Ford F-550 yeah. with a 2-bedroom house on top.
You
it
can,
feels like
you can buy a $30,000 Subaru and put a $200,000 pop-up tent on the top.
It's crazy, but it's really really cool, and it's actually an emerging activity that's happening here in Northern California, in our area. And I invite you to check it out. There's a group called the NorCal Overlanders. It's a Facebook group, right?
Cool.
And you
uh-huh.
can join them. And there's a whole bunch of overlanders in there. And there's a few people in there talking about setting up the California Crest Trail, which is a 1,500-mile trail.
Hmm.
In Northern California,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's a long...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
that's
a long
bit,
trail.
Yeah.
So we're going to try and follow them along, but they want to organize the California Crest Trail, 1,500 miles, 4 weeks, and they want to organize a caravan of overlanders. So people.
So it would just be like a long train of people in their vehicles, just
yep.
moving along,
and then setting up camp and
yeah.
and just camping in the middle
hey,
of nowhere. And
that's
and
better than a covered wagon.
That's right, right. So that the whole 4x4 thing is an untapped.
Yeah, 4x4s are awesome,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna get into that. There's another company here in Reading called Overlanding HQ, I believe. They actually sell some of the gear
mm-hmm.
and some of the equipment.
Now, what we need to do is get those companies that make that type of equipment to
That's
relocate
right.
here.
That's
and
right.
Call Northern California Adventure District there. Headquarters for manufacturing
that's
adventure.
Right. So that's going to be in the long term. That's going to be one of our pillars. The whole 4x4 thing.
Yeah. So why not?
Right. So we're almost done here with the first half hour.
Yeah. Goes by fast.
I believe Mr. Ken Hammock is probably called in by now. Knowing him, he's pretty punctual.
Yeah. He'd have to be.
Yeah. Super cool guy. So,
yep.
Thank you all for listening, and we will be right back.
Your friendly oil change, Premier, and all we do. Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians, so you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Good morning. And we're back.
Yes, we are.
This is Nigel. This is the California Adventure District Radio Show.
James Mazzotta.
How are you?
Sidekick.
Are you waking up?
I am.
Excellent.
And I know I am because my appetite's coming.
That's good.
And I keep looking over at this. Here in the studio, they have all these cleaning supplies.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bag over there that looks like Halloween candy. It's actually sanitizer.
Yep. So don't do that.
Every time I look over, all I want to do is eat candy.
It's all good. So it's been a couple years in the making, the California Adventure District, and what's important is the relationship between the various counties.
Yes.
And one of my favorite counties to go visit is Humboldt.
Yep.
I remember the first time going out there, there's something here.
I've listened to you for the last couple of years build those relationships and bridges.
It's been great. So I've met some amazing people over there, and there's a few in particular, and one in particular is on the phone with us now, Mr. Ken.
Hi, Nigel and James.
Hi.
How are you this morning?
We are great. How are you doing?
Good. I just got through Redding yesterday.
Did you?
Just traveled 299 and all of this area that we're talking about today.
And you didn't melt.
I did not melt, no.
Well, it's been cooling down.
The rivers looked nice on the side of the road, but I didn't have time to stop.
Right. So I met Ken Hammack at the Arcata Chamber, and I think as soon as we met, there was some synergy there, right?
I was angry at you, Nigel.
Yeah, it happens.
I was angry. Can I tell them why?
Yes, please do.
So, James, we first met, and Nigel laid out the map of his vision, re-envisioning all of these counties to having more in common with our neighbors down south. And I'm a futurist. That's what I've done most of my life. And I saw in one picture of a map, Nigel had gotten what I didn't get.
Ah.
I was thinking of us as a coastal area. Nigel re-envisioned it. And I think he's correct. And 2 years ago, I saw it. I'm still seeing the evolution of it. It's a big vision, but it's an important one because it's going to lift a lot of boats.
I totally agree with you. And, you know, my thing is, as a human being, congratulations for, you know, being able to see that, right? Because a lot of times we get in our bubble and we refuse to see other things that can be.
Yeah, I think in this period of history that we're living through, you got to be bold. That's the only answer to what we've been through. You have to be bold.
Yeah, I like
that. And this is a bold vision, but it's a doable vision.
So real quick for me, I asked Nigel, and Nigel said, I am going to allow Ken to share that. Explain what a futurist is.
Futurist is somebody simply, everyone's a futurist if they want.
Sure.
But I've gotten a training out of the University of Houston to really get people to change their assumptions, to challenge their assumptions about the future. Because we get so locked into right now and right here, next month's quarterly profits, et cetera, that we forget that there's a bigger picture out there and there's a history where it came from. So a futurist is really a big reminder that in order to set our course the best way possible, go in informed. Look at the future from different points of view. And I think in this case, the California Adventure District model is definitely a new way of looking at Northern California. As a futurist, when I saw what Nigel was proposing, I was in from the beginning.
That's cool.
And it's been great because since then things have changed for you too. I mean, you've gotten much more involved than back then. You are now actually the president of the Arcata Chamber, correct?
Yeah, the chair of the chamber.
Chair of the chamber. And also with Jules at Humboldt Tourism, right?
Humboldt County Visitors Bureau, yeah, on the board there doing chairing the marketing committee.
So you wear a lot of hats and you do a lot of things. So you're probably in the same amount of hours of sleep as James. why don't you give us a little insight into what's happening in Arcata?
Awesome. Thanks for the opportunity. First of all, I listened to some of the program earlier, and thanks for mentioning all the new flights coming in.
Oh yeah.
Pretty excited.
Very.
From some warm areas like LA and Phoenix. This summer, those redwoods might look pretty interesting, especially at $19.
Yeah, right.
The Avilo flight coming out of Burbank. But as Nigel mentioned, Denver, too, and as those flights come in and people deboard, they want to go see things. Well, we had a red letter day yesterday in Arcata. The Humboldt Crab started to play. There was a book written about minor league parks a while back. I think the Humboldt Crabs Stadium was number one in the country. Just one of the most beautiful, simple baseball experiences anyone could ever have. So they just started last night. We also had in Eureka the grand opening of the Redwood Skywalk, which has been years in planning and construction, 100 feet up in the Redwoods. Nigel's probably talked about this before.
We're really
excited.
Our last show, we talked about it. I'm super excited to take all my family over.
We had some big news day before yesterday in Humboldt, too. I'd just like to share with you as well.
Go ahead.
As a chair of Arcata Chamber of Commerce, I interviewed Tom Jackson and Jen Capps before from Humboldt State University. So Tom Jackson and Jen Capps, who's the provost, just gave a special program the other day that's really important for the area, I think. They discussed how the chancellor from the California State University system has asked Humboldt State to try to become a Humboldt Polytechnic campus. So there's only two other polytechnic campuses in the state, this big state. One's Pomona, one's Cal Poly. And this would be the third. So as this unfolds, this is going to be, it's going to really change a lot of the nature of research and projects in Humboldt. We're going to get much more engineering and technical. The environment's going to be really important. So that's news I wanted to share with you guys as well, too, today.
Well, so we've been talking about that on and off for the last couple months, and I think that switch is actually going to help shift some of the Humboldt culture, correct?
Yeah, and thanks for bringing that up, Nigel. So when COVID hit last year, the chamber, the board got together,
yep.
And we did scenarios. So, James, you asked about what a futurist does. A futurist doesn't predict the future. They give you different snapshots based on assumptions you have about how things could unfurl.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that at the chamber because COVID, we just don't know. We didn't know what the full impact of this is going to be on the economy, on our local businesses, on our community. So we played it out like a good futurist would. And one of the things we came back to, Nigel, was this polytechnic announcement was perfect because we had talked about the most robust strategy coming out of COVID for our region out here was attached to HSU and College of the Redwoods. Because what we're about is trying to, you know, entertain tourists and visitors that come here, but also grow the local community, provide livable job wages and such. And the businesses helping with mentoring programs, pipeline programs, funding programs, in support of our local higher academic institutions and the K-12, that seemed to be the model that was most robust for us to come out of COVID the best way possible. So I'm glad you asked. We're really excited about working with HSU and developing that relationship with the business community even stronger than it has been in the past.
Well, I got to tell you, every time I come out to Humboldt, as you know, and we hook up, and it's such a great vibe out there right now. You know,
we're having fun. And in fact, a couple more things I'd mention: the chamber is doing the Jubilee. We do this every year.
Right.
This is July 4th. This year, because we're still being careful, you know, we're opening up. There's plenty of places to dine outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening in Humboldt, but we're still being careful and cautious, so we won't do the full-blown festival we do every year, but we'll have a parade, maybe some kinetic sculptures going around the plaza on the 4th around noon. And then the other thing I was going to mention, this month, on June 20th, we have the other big thing that goes on every Sunday, and that's the Downtown Arcata Artwork Market. That goes through 6/20. And then the last one is the Oyster Fest, which is a huge event for Humboldt, and in Arcata around the plaza, we'll feature that again. Oyster Fest will be a little bit different again this year. We'll have it. It's called Oyster Fest Express. You can Google it and look it up online, and they're going to have oysters packaged and waiting for people at different parts around the live music and other things that are going on.
I believe they can go to ArcadaMainStreet.com for that, right?
Exactly.
We mentioned that a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
So it's really good to see all of our counties come back online. But I do think the relationship between Shasta County and Humboldt County is one of those pillar relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I think so many of our residents actually go out to the beach, right?
Yeah.
Especially when it's 150 degrees here.
Yep.
And many of the coastal people come here to go shopping. Or do whatever they do.
Warm up.
Warm up. Well, listen, Ken, I want to thank you for coming on and giving us a very quick snapshot of what's going on in Humboldt and what you're doing. Ken and I usually talk for 3 or 4 hours at a time.
Yeah.
Well, then you can get back on
So to condense it in 10 minutes is a little tough.
Yeah.
But, so, Ken, I want to thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Ken.
Let's do it again soon.
Yeah.
Well. All right, thank you. We'll be right back. Hopefully, Mr. Bigfoot's calling in.
Yep.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR. High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today. Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook. Compass Sports Cards.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Good morning, and we're back.
We are back.
This is Nigel and James, California Adventure District Radio Show. Our next guest is very special. You know, we talk about Bigfoot quite a bit because it's he's our most famous resident.
Oh, he deserves it.
And even though he's quite elusive, and there's a there's a certain amount of how do we say it, you know, urban legend, so some people make fun of it, but there's also a very serious aspect to this too, right? A very legitimate scientific piece to this. If it was just one person or two people around the country saying they may have seen something, then you can dismiss that. But when there's hundreds, you gotta take it seriously. But then you gotta weed them out, and you get you get down to the serious ones. And one of the most serious ones in the country is a gentleman by the name of Darrell Owen. Darrell, are you there with us?
I am, sir. How are you today?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm doing very well, sir. I'm sorry I called in late.
No, oh, you're right on time.
You're right on time. It's always the right time. So just a really quick backstory. So Willow Creek, Humboldt, Siskiyou, Del Norte, it's kind of the epicenter, the Holy Grail epicenter of anything Bigfoot. And years ago, 2018, I went out to the Bigfoot Days celebration at Willow Creek, which is massive
and fun.
And that's where I met Mr. Darrell Owen. with his booth, and he had all the foot casts and the hand casts and all the stuff going on, you know, with Bigfoot, and you could tell he was very serious about it. So we've kind of stayed in touch off and on since then, and I'm very honored that Daryl has agreed to be our expert guide on our Camping with Bigfoot expedition.
That's so awesome.
So, Daryl, why don't you give us, well, I'm sure everybody would want to know your firsthand experience seeing Bigfoot.
Well, it started out in October of 1992. My son and a little boy came home. They're a couple little boys, 9 years old. Came running home and said they saw a hairy man shaking a branch at them. And I thought it was going to be a Halloween trick because I thought maybe they were out there putting spiders out there or some kind of weird stuff like that. And they insisted I go out and follow him out to the forest. So I said, okay, I'll show me where it was at. You have to remember that Del Norte County is redwoods. I lived in the middle of nowhere. I lived in Klamath. Okay. In the middle of nowhere. And I'm city folk, so, you know, strange and bizarre things were new to me. So I said, okay, I'll take you out. So I walked out with the boys, and we crossed the creek bed, and we got just to the about 30 or 40 feet from the trees, and they were pointing at it, and they wouldn't go any farther up into the tree line. And I figured, okay, it's going to be a Halloween trick for sure. So I walked up in there, and about 10 feet into the tree line, there were these very large 17-inch footprints and a smell of something that you would be absolutely, or it was rotten chicken, garbage, spoiled meat smell. And I told the boys to stay there. And I went up just a little bit farther, and I followed him up, and there were 34 footprints total overall. Well, being a city guy like I am, I ran back out, didn't touch anything, walked beside the footprints, got home, got the boys home, took the one little boy home to his dad, and explained to his dad, you know, the boys just saw something. They're describing it as a big hairy man out there. And the man said, Mr. Rowan, he said, the best thing you can do is take your boy home and tell him it was a bear. And I said, but they're claiming it wasn't a bear. My son knows the difference between a bear and a big hairy man. He goes, Mr. Rowan, this community will not tolerate this kind of stuff. Well, that was my first warning. So I got my son home, and I told him, well, tell me the whole story. And he basically told me the same story I just told you other than the footprints. Well, I called the police department in Del Norte County, for Del Norte County, in Crescent City. And I called the police department, and I said, it's not an emergency. And the officer said, well, what can I help you with? And I said, well, my son just saw a big hairy man. And the police officer goes, excuse me? I said, my son just saw a big hairy man in the forest. And he goes, Mr. Rowan, he goes, are you a city person? And I said, yes, sir, I'm from Sacramento County. And he goes, Mr. Rowan, we're not going to send an officer out to your location at all. He said, you can report these kind of things, but this is best for you to keep quiet. He says, I wouldn't spread this around the community at all that you live in. And I have to remember the community in Klamath, probably about 600 people. The mobile homes are dispersed on different pieces of acreage and land. And there's not a lot of people there, trust me. You'd have to see what I'm talking about. Just imagine this big open area, and the homes are, you know, 300 or 400 feet apart from each other. Well, I wasn't going to, I was more, I got to be careful how I say it. I was more upset that the police officer wasn't going to send anybody out there to see the big hairy man, or at least tell me my kids are going to be okay playing in the backyard, because I literally lived 1,000 feet from the backyard, from the tree line.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, no, I'm not going to send any officers out. Well, back in the 90s, they used to have these trunking systems. You could buy a Radio Shack handheld radio and listen to the police departments, listen back and forth to the officers talking. But just so happens that there was a reporter that picked up the story on one of these scanners. And I was still pretty upset, and I told my son, just stay inside, you know, don't worry about the neighborhood, you know, we'll take care of it. We won't tell anybody what's going on, and we'll just do what everybody's telling us to do, is just be quiet. So about the next day, there was a white car parked outside of my house, and I didn't understand who was sitting in the car, and I was in the garage. We had these windows in the garage, and I was chopping wood. So I opened up the garage door, and I went out to this white car with an axe in my hand, full of rage and being upset, and nobody wanted to listen to me. And the guy got out of his car, and he goes, whoa, wait. He goes, you Mr. Owen? And I said, yeah, Mr. Owen. He goes, my name is Steve Silkey. I am from the Del Norte Triplicate. I said, okay. He goes, listen, he says, I got the report on the Bigfoot that the police wouldn't come out over the trunking system. I said, yeah. And so he kind of talked for a few minutes, and we kind of bonded a little bit. You know, he was, I think what it is, it's his reporter thing. He made me trust him a little bit, like, you know, I can help you, which he did in the long run. I explained the whole thing. I took him out. I let him photograph a couple of the footprints. Went back to the house. He says, I have a friend who lives in Willow Creek. His name is Al Hodgson. I'm going to give him a call and have him come out and maybe help you out a little bit. And I said, well, what do I do between now and then? He says, I'm going to run a front line or front page newspaper clipping of this when you tell me I can. And I said, well, not today, not tomorrow, please, but I'll let you do it, but I got to get through the community part of it. Because the community, it seemed like the community just started hating me.
Hey, Daryl. Daryl,
yes,
I don't mean to cut you off, because we could talk for like 2 hours on this, but we only have a few minutes left. No. This is great. I mean, we could talk for days.
I could sit here forever.
But it would be great just for now, for this segment, if you could get to the point where you actually, you know, eye to eye, and then we'll have you on again and talk for the whole hour.
Yeah.
All right, sir. I apologize. It was about 4 days later that I went up the mountainside with another gentleman named Scott Harriet. I ended up, there was a set of red glowing eyes under a log. So I told Scott, I said, I'm going to go. And it's on A&E's Ancient Mysteries Bigfoot, narrated by Leonard Nimoy. So if you want to look that up, I'm on there. Right around the 24, 25 minute mark. I was standing on a tree stump, and I told Scott, I'm going to go up around the tree stump, and he said, okay. And I turned to my right, and I looked over, and to the right of me, there's a very large tree, and there was a beige 7 or 8 foot man standing there, full of hair, gorilla-looking man. And he had lowered his eyes, and he was looking at whatever was under the tree, and he would look back at me. And he looked over at the tree, and I decided to try to step off the log, and he looked at me. And I don't say a whole lot about this, but I became completely numb. The camera, I had an old VHS camera that I was, you know, carrying on your shoulder, became very heavy. And I looked at it for quite a while. I blacked out of fear. And I'm going to tell you what I've been, you know, I urinated my pants. And I turned my back to it because I really thought I was going to be lunch.
Yeah.
And I blacked out, and I hit the ground. Next thing I know, I got Scott standing over me telling me, Bud, come on, let's go. Get up. You know, he goes, what did you see? And I was silent the whole time. I will tell you what took us 3 hours to get up the mountain, took us 20 minutes to get down the mountain. And once we got down the mountain, I told Scott I saw something. I have it on videotape, and that's when we reviewed it, and then everybody got involved. But Al Hodgson was a key member of teaching me how to. Yes, sir.
Daryl, this is amazing. We're going to have you come back really soon, and
okay.
I'm honored that you're going to be leading our Camping with Bigfoot expedition.
It's awesome.
All right, sir.
We'll be back next week. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.